Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM. And today I have David, better known as Skip, right in the booth for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so what's new with the club, Dan?
Well, we've had a pretty exciting holiday. We had the 62nd Audubon Christmas Bird Count.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great success. The weather was somewhat snowing, and the temperature was cold, but we had it shared. We shared it with the evening was shared with the members from the SLO, from the Sherbrooke Bird Club.
Okay.
And we counted around Lennoxville a total of 52 species.
Wow, 52.
8,400 individual birds.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And we had 73 participants, of which 26 were from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club.
Mm-hmm.
And the sightings, we saw bird highlights. We saw four white-wing crossbills, nine barrel golden eyes, and five bald eagles.
Five? Wow.
Five.
I thought they were quite rare.
They are, but
yeah,
they're starting to come around. And there's quite a few. This one, apparently, there's one to see over here by Bishop's quite a bit.
Okay.
And they're starting to come around, yeah.
Interesting.
And the real highlight of the count had was that they identified a male harlequin duck seen near Rock Forest Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in full plumage and seemed to be enjoying himself in the water because it's cold. They're used
to
cold water.
Mm-hmm.
The duck is a typical sea duck. And very rarely observed in the area. The mm-hmm. breeding habitat is in cold, fast-moving streams in northwestern and northeastern part of North America, Greenland, Iceland, and eastern Russia.
Okay.
The nest is usually located in a well-concealed location on the ground near a stream, and they are starting to be under the Endangered Species Act.
Hmm.
They're close to it. And they eat the regular crabs and mussels and fish eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they live for around 10 years.
Wow, 10 years.
But there was one fact here that the Walsh harlequin duck can lay up to 250 eggs a year.
Amazing.
Isn't that something? So it was pretty good. And then now we're starting at the meeting that we had. And
mm-hmm.
afterwards, we had
mm-hmm.
a potluck dinner. Mm-hmm. We had auction sales and for stuff that was brought in and made a lot of money for the club.
Nice.
Yeah, and we had a great meal, so it was a great meal.
Good.
So it was pretty nice.
It is nice.
And that pretty well took up our Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have in February 16th to the 19th for the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Okay.
Now, this is an important citizen science event. This is for all of North America. It's open to anyone that wants to participate. And it used to be just out of bird feeders that you would see in the
mm-hmm.
ears in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But now it doesn't matter. You can go around the streets, do your walks, see what birds.
Okay.
And you can get the website off our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
St. Francis Valley Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can register what you saw. It would be appreciated, you know.
Okay.
It would all help for the count.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about what. And we have our annual general meeting coming up.
Okay, that's always good.
January.
January.
31st.
31st, okay. At what time?
At 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's open to, well, it's an AGM. We're going to be voting in our directors and that. And that night is so special that our members is the ones doing the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our members do traveling. So they put it on in photos and
mm-hmm.
overhead projectors and shows of their travels. And it's proved to be quite a popular night. And even if somebody comes and they saw a nice bird at the bird feeders
mm-hmm.
and all that, they can also present that too at the same time.
Nice.
So it turns out quite well. It's
yeah.
Nice evening for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, of course, we have refreshments and that out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk in general with the natural, what's going on, you know.
Good. A good time for someone to go if they wonder about the club or if they'd like to join.
That would be an excellent night.
Mm-hmm.
And that way there they get to know what the members, the
mm-hmm.
type of quality professional members we do have
mm-hmm.
that do a lot of traveling and nature and things like
mm-hmm.
this.
Nice.
Yeah, very. And then we have the... I've also been getting feedback back from our Eastern Township Bird Feeders Watch.
Okay.
So we have a few individuals that I've been seeing. For example, there's Marilyn Henry in Huntingville. Mm-hmm. He's seen a lot of birds at her feeder, but less than last year.
Okay.
And this seems to be the trend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less birds than last year. And a lot of the winter birds that we see, like the snow buntings and the grosbeak, we haven't been seeing them.
Okay.
So maybe it must be due to weather change or
okay.
Mm-hmm. whatever. We have, for example, in North Hatley, another area, Skip Fiddler. A lot less birds again,
mm-hmm.
but more deer.
He's
got deer
okay.
running in the little town running on his front lawn, more
wow.
than what he's seen before.
Hmm.
So they like the bird feeders too.
Mm-hmm, they would.
And then we have John Banks in Farnham that he called me the other day. He's seen about 5 bald eagles and snow owls.
Wow.
And he also saw a albino seagull.
Okay.
But he's trying to get a better picture of it and better. This man knows a lot about birds and animal life,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get a closer picture of it because he said it's really unique to see one like that out on the ice floes.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
You know, and,
yeah.
And then we have Jen Brown in Richmond,
mm-hmm.
and she's been posting a lot of the photos that she's seen on Facebook.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And beautiful birds and cardinals. She has a lot there.
Nice.
So that's a nice feedback from down mm-hmm. there. And then we had Kathy Adams from this area
mm-hmm.
that saw a Wilson snipe, which should have been in warmer weather by now.
Okay.
And it's staying around, so it's telling them the weather change and things like this.
That's really interesting.
But it's quite interesting to see the all over the townships,
mm-hmm.
The feedback we're getting. And
that's nice to have a broad spectrum of the...
Yeah. And if anybody else wants it, they could either go on our Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and report there what they're seeing.
Okay.
And we'll try to mention their names and what area they're from and
nice.
Any unusual birds. And
so that's the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And we also have been seeing a lot of sightings of coyotes.
Oh, wow.
However, they've been identified more as coy dogs. And a coy dog is a cross between a domestic dog and a coyote.
Okay.
And these animals are more bold and come closer to homes.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch out. They love eating, deer, of course, and small deer,
mm-hmm.
but small mammals. But you got to watch out for your cats.
Okay, I would imagine.
I have one in the original. Okay. She says the coy dog sits just out in the field from her back door waiting for the cat to come out.
Okay, I didn't realize that they would breed a normal domestic dog with a
and
coyote.
They're not afraid of people.
Okay, and how do you tell the difference? Like,
well, they're usually a little bigger.
Okay.
In different colors.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a few.
Okay.
But the thing of it is that they're not afraid of humans.
Mm-hmm.
And being mm-hmm. close to home. So.
Yeah, because they have the domestic dog in their DNA.
That's
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other thing is that we got a new trail for bird watching. We'll be going out there. And I'll let you know when it's going to
mm-hmm.
happen more in St. Catherine of Hatley.
Okay.
And the other one is off the Kingdom Road in mm-hmm. North Hatley, mm-hmm. in Canton of Hatley. So these are quite, they've really improved the, well, one's new. The first
mm-hmm.
one in St. Catherine of Hatley is new. But this one in Canton, they've improved it quite a bit.
Good.
So that's a lot of news going on.
It is a lot going on.
Yeah, and a lot of feedback, which is very nice. This is what we need to
mm-hmm.
identify what's going on. And if something has to be done, we can see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's quite a bit, but it's about it, I guess.
Okay, well, we thank you very much.
I'll end up by saying make sure people put mm-hmm. food in their feeders.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, after the rain, the ice storm, little ice storm we had,
mm-hmm.
the birds are having a hard time finding food.
They are. I've noticed more birds at the feeder lately. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's due to the ice over the food and the
mm-hmm.
diet. So.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, we get 10% off at Clark's food
mm-hmm.
feed store for members for the St. Francis Valley Naturist Club.
Okay.
Off food, bird food.
Good. Okay. Well, we thank you very much and all the best.
Well, thank you.
Bye.